Well, it is our peanut-free day here at the ballpark, and it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Stillerman from the Clinical Research Institute. And first of all, Dr. Stillerman, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me and accommodating the patients with peanut allergies.
No balls and, or one ball, one strike, the count. I want to ask you a few questions. We do this every year, this peanut-free day. So I want to know what foods are frequently most associated with allergies, with allergic reactions, if you will.
Any food can cause it, but those most frequently depend on the age. For children, it's milk, egg, wheat, soy, and peanuts, as well as tree nuts and fish and shellfish. Whereas adults, it's more peanuts, tree nuts, fish and shellfish, and fresh fruits.
One ball, two strikes, the count on Logan Moon. None comes back in the 1-2. Line foul off the netting on the first base side, 1-2. I've lived in Minnesota for 12 years now. I'm originally from Southern California. I've lived in Florida and everywhere else you can name. I feel like when I moved here to Minnesota, that peanut allergies, it was like the first time I'd ever heard of this. Now, am I just that dense and I just haven't been paying attention? Or is it more specific, let's say, to the Midwest and Minnesota in terms of peanut allergies?
No, there's no geographical distinction, as perhaps you've noticed. And it may well be that there's a good resource for patient information and of the kind that are sponsoring this
sure.
event.
As that one upstairs, ball three, 3 balls and 2 strikes. All right, so then the eternal question is, how do you know if your child has an allergy? What's the best way to go about this? Do you just, at a certain age, you give them peanut butter and you see what happens? Is the 3-2 fastball foul, back count stays 3-2, or is there a certain way you should go about this?
There's very well worked out clinical research that says for patients wanting to avoid peanut allergy, they should have their parents breastfeed them for 4 to 6 months and introduce solids into their diet under physician supervision, also between 4 and 6 months.
As that one swung on and missed, and Moon down on strikes for out number one, and that'll bring up Tucker Pinnell.
For those patients who are at risk, namely they've got a family member with peanut allergy, 6-fold increase, they've got eczema themselves, 11-fold increase, or their own egg allergy, 6-fold increase, those patients should be evaluated by an allergist to determine if they have or haven't developed the peanut allergy at 5 to 9 months. If they haven't, under special protocol, they can have the peanut introduced with an 80% likelihood of preventing peanut allergy.
As the first pitch to Tucker, Pinnell's outside for a ball, 1-0, 287, a homer, 17 RBI. But this is scary, right? Like if I have a child, and I'm not sure, right? You don't know if they have peanut allergies or not. And I introduce them to, you know, foods that have peanuts in it. Should I do it like right in front of a doctor's office in case something happens? Or like, I mean, what do you do? Because you see your child has an allergic reaction. A lot of parents may freak out. So what do you do in that situation?
You should follow the guidelines, as I mentioned, for people who don't have high risk. And by doing so, you dramatically reduce the likelihood of having such a reaction that you're concerned about. But always introduce the high-risk foods with caution, namely not in a restaurant, not through the babysitter, not at 10 o'clock at night, but by mom or dad, at home, and under supervision. So the first few challenges are with infant-safe
sure.
peanut butter, peanut products, under parental supervision. And after they've had 10 or 15 tolerated doses, it's likely but never guaranteed they won't have a reaction.
Pinnell fouls that off, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So are there certain symptoms that we should look for? I mean, either it's a child or in an adult?
Yes, for peanut anaphylactic reactions, realizing that they're both mild, moderate, and severe kinds of reaction, but focusing on the ones you're addressing, the most common manifestations are those of skin in 80% of patients with hives either around the mouth or generalized. 70% of patients with breathing problems, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath. 50% of patients with vomiting or diarrhea. And 10% of patients with fainting or dropping blood pressure. So if those manifestations are present, call 911.
Tucker Pinnell grounded out to first, 3-1 on the putout. How do people get in contact with researchers that are working on food allergies? So, you know, maybe they want more information. How do they go about that?
At the Clinical Research Institute of Minneapolis and Plymouth, we are focusing on desensitizing patients who already are allergic to peanuts. And you may contact them by calling 612-333-2200, extension 5, or seek us out at criminnesota.com.
One ball, no strikes, a count on Mason Davis. Swings at the fastball and misses, and it's one ball, one strike. How are we furthering this process to find out about food allergies and things like that?
We're conducting FDA-supervised international multi-center clinical trials to evaluate the effectiveness of various approaches to desensitization of patients who already are peanut allergic, conducting clinical trials. We're doing this at the CRI, Clinical Research Institute, in Plymouth and in Minneapolis.
That one swung and a miss. Down on strikes he goes. All right, before we get you out of here, give them one more time how they can get more information.
Call the Clinical Research Institute of Minneapolis or Plymouth at 612-333-2200, extension 5, or look us up at criminnesota.com.
Dr. Stilleman of the Clinical Research Institute, thank you very much for enlightening us. I appreciate it. We
thank
go to
you.
The bottom of the third inning. Saints up 4-0. You're tuned into Saints Baseball on the Saints Broadcast Network.